Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio, 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. What a day at the beach and the air show. It doesn't get much better than that. Oh, but it does tomorrow.
Yeah.
we'll do it all again tomorrow, the official show. Let me just do this before we get into the top three subjects that we want to talk to you about today. But breaking news this afternoon, PPD's Mike Wood reporting the department is working a death investigation on the 3 Mile Bridge, the pedestrian path, not on the bridge, but the pedestrian paths. You know, they got one both north and southbound going there. PPD launched an investigation. This happened around 2:30 this afternoon. It is the area, here's where it has been changed and revised and updated. Originally, we thought the area of concern was in the Gulf Breeze or south end of the bridge. Turns out it's not. It is Wayside Park on the Pensacola side of the bridge. And it, again, it's not on the bridge, but that's what we know right now. Mike Wood is saying at this point, PPD has not seen anything to indicate foul play was involved. No further details have been released. But once we get them, you'll know about it on News Radio 92.3. Okay, Austin, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories today.
All righty.
Here's today's top three story.
The future of the Bay Center still undecided. No decision was made Thursday to form a joint city and county committee on the future of that venue. Scammy commissioners are considering different options from $22 million to upwards of $100 million to modernize the center with possible expansion to include an event center and a second ice rink for practice. Of course, we're talking about the Ice Flyers here. Officials want to use tourism tax dollars to take care of business.
All right, and your second of the top three stories this afternoon. New safety measures are in place along Pensacola Beach. Officials have deployed buoys and signage, creating a vessel exclusion zone for this weekend's beach air show. The zone is between Flounders and the SRIA building, and it extends approximately 250 yards into the Santa Rosa Sound. The zone provides an access point for first responders entering and exiting the water when responding to calls.
And it's no more the wild, wild west out there on the waters during the air show. It's been a problem for years. Now, here's number three. Let me tell you about it. The Blues Air Show tomorrow will be a hot one. Not only will the show be hot, the weather will be hot. Know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke if you do plan on spending the day in the sun. Air show attendees can take proactive steps to prevent heat-related problems. Here's a few things to look for: dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, thirst, weakness. Air show attendees are encouraged to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Lay off the alcohol. Water will take you up much further.
There's the angel on your shoulder, Chris Bryan.
Official beach air show begins 10:30 tomorrow morning. Blues fly at 2.
All right, 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Of course, we've been talking a lot about the air show. There is still traffic trying to get off of Pensacola Beach. I can't even imagine what tomorrow is going to be like. Some of that congestion bled on to Fort Pickens Road, and while there is still some present, it is slowly but surely starting to subside. We do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. Also on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Next few days are going to have some highs creeping up more and more. Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs of 93 and 94 respectively, with some slight rainfall chances, but they hopefully shouldn't result in much.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, and once again, due to the high volume of traffic getting off the island and heading back over to the mainland after the Blues show today, the Navarre Beach Bridge has closed the southbound lane. The bridge will be northbound only to help get the air show attendees off the island and faster home after the show. That's in effect today, and we'll keep you updated on that structure and their activities. In Florida situation, many things going on that is starting to unravel politically. Young conservatives from across the country, yep, they're here in Florida. Ryan Schmelz has a review and a preview for you on News Radio 92.3.
Tampa will play host to the 2025 Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, where numerous Trump administration officials are set to speak. The conservative organization is geared at reaching out to young voters on college campuses and giving Republican students a voice. Republicans made significant gains with young voters during the 2024 election cycle, and organizers are hoping to continue the momentum that helped President Trump return to the White House. Protests are also planned by organizers critical of President Trump's agenda. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And after the arrest of 37 illegal immigrants at a construction site for the new Gulf Shores High School a few weeks ago, concerns were voiced at a recent council meeting. In response to the controversy, however, the school board says this should not be a hot-button issue, as the school needs to be built on time to open by fall of next year.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, we touched on this, I believe, Austin, back on Wednesday. There is a new Grok. Remember the story I told you about?
Yeah,
this?
That was bizarre.
Even Brown, down in South Florida with the latest.
The latest version of Elon Musk's X AI is Grok 4, debuting increased abilities to learn and think, according to Musk himself. He claims Grok gets perfect scores on SATs as well as those exams for getting into law school or medical school.
Grok 4 is smarter than almost all graduate students in all disciplines simultaneously.
Though Grok 4 is not yet available for general use, it is a subscriber-only service, whether within the X social media app or the standalone Grok app. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a federal judge has not yet decided whether the man who's accused of trying to assassinate President Trump can represent himself at trial. Ryan Ruth appeared in a Fort Pierce courtroom yesterday where he asked for the right to fire his court-appointed attorneys. He told a judge he wanted to represent himself. We told you about that. Another hearing in the case is scheduled for July 22nd, and Ruth has a federal trial, which is due to start on September 9th.
519 News Radio 92.3 Florida is now allowing lawmakers to inspect the new detention center. Of course, we call it Alligator Alcatraz. And some of those lawmakers challenged the state's reasoning to block their unannounced visit last week. Yeah, contentious situation kind of unfolding in South Florida. Our good friends down at WOFL Fox 35 in Orlando, Chancellor Wynn has an explanation this afternoon from Orange County, Florida.
Democratic lawmakers have filed a lawsuit with the state Supreme Court claiming the governor and the Department of Emergency Management overstepped their authority. In response, the Department of Emergency Management has scheduled a tour of the new illegal immigrant detention center for this Saturday. But Republicans like Congresswoman Kat Kamick say Alligator Alcatraz is not too different from other illegal immigrant detention centers. ICE has moved some illegal immigrants from the Orange County Jail to Alligator Alcatraz, but a new amendment to the county's agreement with ICE, states participating law enforcement agencies could now be the ones tasked with transporting detainees to ICE facilities like Alligator Alcatraz.
In Orange County, Chancellor Wynn, Fox News.
And as I speak, it's 5:20 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines right here on this Friday edition of News Radio 92.3.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
524, News Radio 92.3. By golly, we're watching that money today for you. Hillary Barsky in with the numbers.
Stocks closing out the week in the red on escalating tariff tensions after President Trump said that he would raise levies on many imported goods from Canada to 35%, which is 10% higher than what he first imposed months ago. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said that he will keep working toward a new trade framework with the U.S. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Microsoft, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, American Express, Visa, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 279 points, the Nasdaq lower by 45, S&P 500 down 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Another hot day tomorrow, right?
Oh, indeed it is. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Again, that is Unbound.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Nine Mile Road. If you are traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, we do have confirmation of an accident taking place over there. Still got some backups on Pensacola Beach. That's going to linger for a bit. If you are trying to get off the beach, looking at Fort Pickens Road, there's still a little bit of congestion, but it's not much bleeding onto that, so there's some sign of improvement. Those are our main spots we're keeping track of right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. We're going to see the highs creep up over the course of the next several days. By Tuesday next week, the high will be 97. Over the course of the next several days, there are going to be some rainfall chances like we've had so far, but it shouldn't result in much.
That heat index, like 107 tomorrow. So oh my Lord. Just make sure you bring along a lot of water. Leave the beer and booze at home. I'm telling you, it will help you out getting through this hot weather. And believe me, you'll feel much better tomorrow morning. Or on this case, you'll feel much better on Sunday morning. If you do this. Hey, thousands of volunteers from across the country are on the ground assisting in flood-ravaged central Texas. I know we've had some good weather. They've had lousy weather. Jeff Manasso's in.
They got the call on Monday. Hours later, Missouri Task Force 1, a 50-member crew of St. Louis area first responders, was on the road to Texas to assist in search and rescue efforts following the deadly floods.
We love them, we're supporting them, and we pray for them, and obviously we're praying for the families and the people affected in Texas.
Spokesman Gail Blumenkamp says the conditions in Texas similar to what the task force faced when they assisted hurricane victims last year in North Carolina.
Complete sheer devastation. Hilly type country, roads, bridges, everything washed out.
Their mission set to last 2 weeks. Missouri Task Force 1, one of 28 task force teams on the ground in Texas. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right. And passengers are describing a harrowing experience after a flight bound for New York's JFK Airport had to make an emergency landing on a small island last weekend. Delta Flight 127 took off from Madrid Sunday and had been in the air for several hours when the Airbus apparently lost an engine. It was forced to land on Terceira, a Portuguese island that's part of the Azores that's about a third of the way across the Atlantic.
Yeah, that was an interesting story because they had to fly all the mechanics out of Atlanta down to the Azores to check that site out. Glad nothing happened. That's the bottom
line. At least somebody here knew how to pronounce it. That was a totally random spot.
All right, there's been a new development in the legal fight over the man who was said to be behind the September 11th attacks. Lily Wu has more on News Radio 92.3.
An appeals court throwing out a plea deal for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants, which would have allowed the accused 9/11 mastermind to be spared the risk of execution in exchange for a life sentence. It's the latest twist in the decades-long saga involving the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks ever on the United States. He was captured in 2003 and moved to the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The court, by a 2-1 vote, finding then-Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was acting within his authority in 2024 when he canceled the plea agreement. The court also faulting the military judge who reinstated the agreement. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a statewide 911 outage is impacting Pennsylvania as of earlier today. Fire departments and county emergency centers across the state were advising individuals experiencing issues to contact their local 911 center on their non-emergency lines. Residents can also check county social media pages and websites for more information. It's unclear how long the outage was expected to last. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency said that it was working to restore service.
Okay, NYU, Georgetown, a lot of different schools having some political situations. Harvard, throw those in the mix. Well, another university facing investigations as the Trump administration continues its anti-DEI crackdown.
The Trump administration steps up its scrutiny of Virginia's largest public university, George Mason University, over the alleged use of race in the hiring and promotion of faculty. The education department saying it's responding to a complaint from multiple professors there who accused the school of favoring those from underrepresented groups. This is the second civil rights investigation by the department into the school in less than 2 weeks. The first focused on allegations the university didn't sufficiently respond to anti-Semitic incidents. George Mason denies any allegation of discrimination and says the university affirms its commitment to comply with all federal and state mandates. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Yep, back to the courtroom there. Mega Millions, 80 million tonight, 35.8 million. Your cash option heading out the door. Drawing tonight, 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck. Sports and 5 on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting Kerr County, Texas today, where communities, of course, were devastated by floodwaters a week ago. The president was on the Fox News channel after, says this disaster was like no other.
The people in this community have been unbelievable what they've gone through. There's nobody's ever seen anything like it, frankly. When you have a wave that's almost 40 feet high just come rushing through this, you would think it was a dam that burst.
Well, the flash flooding killed at least 120 people in Kerr County. Texas Governor Greg Abbott promising to put in measures to prevent loss of life during flash flooding incidents.
We're going to work on alerts. We're going to work on every single solution to make sure things like this don't happen again, not just in this community, but in other river basins across the state also. So we will work to get it right.
Officials telling people that live along the Guadalupe River hold off from clearing debris from their properties, concerns that civilians may come across human remains. America's listening to Fox News.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. but Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, this is J.P. with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com. Buggyworks.com.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's the 2025 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach. And you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in on Friday at 2. And then on Saturday starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team. Plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWherter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation, Tire Trust, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fishmine Orthodontics, and DeFranco Gas.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Well, the future of the Bay Center is still undecided. No decision was made Thursday to form a joint city and county committee on the future of the venue. Escambia commissioners are considering different options from $22 million to upwards of $100 million to modernize the center with possible expansion to include an event center and a second ice rink for practice. Officials want to use tourism tax dollars to fund the project.
All right. Sounds interesting. New safety measures are in place along Pensacola Beach. Officials have deployed buoys and signage, creating a vessel exclusion zone. This is for this weekend's beach air show, of course. The zone is between Flounders and the SRIA building and extends approximately 250 yards out into the sound. The zone provides an access point for first responders entering and exiting the water when responding to essential calls.
All right. And the Blues Air Show tomorrow will be hot. Know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke if you plan on spending the day in the sun. Air show attendees can take proactive steps to prevent heat-related problems. Dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, thirst, and/or weakness are all symptoms. Air show attendees are encouraged to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Nothing that just so happens to have water in it.
That doesn't mean beer, in other words. Right?
Exactly. Okay. The official beach air show begins at 10:30 a.m. and the Blue Angels will fly at 2 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Listen, Austin, I guarantee you, you know, there's nothing like waking up the next day with a sunburn and a hangover. That's not anything you have to deal with. So just bring the water. You'll thank me on Monday. I guarantee it. Another thing that I want to pass on to you, it was breaking news this afternoon. Yeah, we broke this for you at about 2:30 this afternoon. PPD's Mike Wood reporting the department working on a death investigation on the 3 Mile Bridge pedestrian path. We now know, another update, it is a male that is deceased. PPD launched an investigation, like I said, around 2:30 this afternoon. The area of concern, originally, Mike Wood had informed us that it was near the Gulf Breeze or south end of the bridge. Not so. After further investigation here, they, the police department has clarified that the location has been changed. It is now not on the Gulf Breeze or south end of the bridge. It's on the north end of the bridge, Wayside Park, on the Pensacola side. So Wood is confirming at this point, PPD not seeing anything to indicate foul play was involved. No further details have been released. We're watching them closely for you. Keep it on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And a cantonment man has been sentenced to 180 days in Escambia County Jail after a traffic stop in Century from earlier this year. On February 6th, deputies responded to reports of a reckless driver and found 27-year-old Javier Diaz George at a convenience store where they smelled pot. A search uncovered pot and methamphetamine, leading to charges of possession and driving with a suspended license. Well, the drug charge was eventually dropped, but George pleaded no contest to the traffic offense and was taken into custody.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And now he doesn't have to worry about it. There's a base hit for Chisholm to break up the no-hitter.
Seattle Mariners all-star pitcher Brian Wu took a no-hitter into the eighth inning with a 5-0 lead to Yankee Stadium before New York broke through and kept going.
That one's drilled deep to right center field on the run. Rodriguez on the track. Turning, looking, see ya! A pinch hit! Two-run home run for Stanton. Line drive, it's a base hit to right field. That's going to tie the game. Big two-run single by Austin Wells. Center field tagging Volpe. The catch is made. Here comes Volpe. Here's the throw. Here's the play. He's safe. Yankees win. A sack fly by Judge. Yankees win 6-5. From no hit to no way. They come all the way back to win it and sweep Seattle.
On the YES Network, the Yankees won their fourth in a row and moved within two games of the AL East leading Blue Jays. The Red Sox ran their win streak to 7 games, beat the Rays 4-3. Pete Crow Armstrong hit 2 home runs for the Cubs and an 8-1 win over the Twins. The Reds shut out the Marlins 6-0. The Cardinals crushed the Nationals 8-1. Orioles swept a doubleheader against the Mets. In 11 innings, the Athletics beat the Braves 5-4. Rangers got 4 hits from Marcus Semien in an 11-4 win over the Angels. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado hit home runs for the Padres, who beat the Diamondbacks 4-3. The White Sox and Guardians were postponed by rain. 27-year-old Taylor Fritz hopes to become the first American man since Andy Roddick in 2009 to make it to the Wimbledon final. Fritz today plays 2-time defending Wimbledon champion Carlos Alcaraz in the semifinals at the All England Club. Semifinals scheduled to begin 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The winner of this match will move into Sunday's final against the winner of today's second semifinal between 7-time champ Novak Djokovic and world number one ranked Jannik Sinner. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Fax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a member of the Chargers' backfield is dealing with a serious injury. L.A. running back Najee Harris sustained an eye injury following a fireworks mishap at a 4th of July event. The injury has been described as superficial and is not expected to sideline him into training camp. He's played for the first 4 years of his NFL career with the Steelers before heading to L.A. He compiled 4,300 rushing yards and almost 35 total touchdowns.
I like Adam Sadler. I just thought I'd go ahead and make that known before I do this story here.
Yeah, to explain some context here.
Exactly here. A golf company is making their customers happy with their latest promotion. Here it is. You're going to like it. If you're familiar with the Happy Gilmore franchise, you're going to love this.
Remember that iconic putting scene from the 1996 classic movie Happy Gilmore?
All you got to do is just tap it in. Just tap it in.
Well, with a sequel scheduled to premiere on Netflix July 25th, Callaway Golf has released a new limited edition putter, which is an exact replica of the one Happy uses in the film. The blade of the putter replicates one found at the bottom of a hockey stick and is now for sale on Callaway's website for $499.99. Callaway also releasing limited edition golf balls featuring some famous quotes from the original film, including "It's all in the hips" and "Just tap it in."
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I was watching that Netflix quarterback show, and Kirk Cousins was talking about, feels like he got a little bit screwed from the Atlanta Falcons. And I can see that. He thought he's going to be the starter, and then they drafted Michael Penix Jr. But then again, I look at his contract. 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Let's be honest, who really got screwed there? I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, more than 24 people are recovering in the wake of a mass overdose in Baltimore. I am advancing the story because you actually led the story off on Thursday.
Oh, really?
You mentioned this to us. Just kind of following up, taking it another level for you. Here's Tanya J. Powers with more.
Baltimore officials haven't said what type of drug was involved, and no deaths have been reported, but 25 people were hospitalized in the suspected mass overdose. The first report came in around 9 a.m. Thursday, and Baltimore City fire crews arrived to find reports of more unconscious people, prompting a search of alleys, subway platforms, and homes for more patients. More than a dozen medic units were called in to take victims to area hospitals, some in critical condition. It came a day after Baltimore City Council members held their first public hearing on the city's drug crisis, and follows reporting last year from the Baltimore Banner that examined the city's drug overdose crisis, which is the worst in the U.S. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says the U.S. is overreacting to the threat of a flesh-eating cattle parasite. Sheinbaum on Thursday told reporters that the U.S. decision to close the border again to Mexican cattle imports is overblown. She said that decision was sparked by a single case of the New World screwworm. The screwworm is a parasitic fly that the U.S. declared eliminated here in 1966. New cases in Mexico prompted a shutdown of cattle imports from November to February and once again in May.
Okay, got one for you here. The Justice Department now issuing subpoenas to doctors and clinics accused of performing transgender medical procedures on children. Chanley Painter has more on News Radio 92.3.
The DOJ says that the investigations cover allegations of healthcare fraud, false statements, and more after announcing it has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics involved in performing transgender medical procedures on children. Attorney General Pam Bondi writing this quote, "Medical professionals and organizations that mutilated children in the service of a warped ideology will be held accountable by this Department of Justice. It is all part of a coordinated effort between the Justice Department and the White House. Officials say evidence of fraud could lead to criminal charges, but critics say the investigation is politically motivated as a campaign of intimidation."
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, of course, looking at that weather and local traffic together. Still trying to get an update for you on the Navarre Bridge closure situation. Southbound lanes, they're doing that contra flow over there. We'll have that and work on that, but Austin has the weather and traffic together.
Yeah, for what it's worth, what I can tell you is that there doesn't appear to be any unusual congestion on or around the bridge in Navarre, so that's good. We do still have a little bit of congestion if you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, but that's not looking too bad. It was looking significantly worse earlier, of course. And our other main spot that we've been keeping tabs on was 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound towards Kempstrand Road, there is still a wave of backups there because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, at least locally, 90 degrees, low of 78 tonight. We're going to see those highs tick up over the course of the next several days, but the rainfall chances should remain rather limited.
All right. Good weather around here. Different story out west. More flash flooding possible in Texas. And stormy weather in the Midwest. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the weekend Fox weather forecast.
The risk of flash floods returns to Texas this weekend, and sections of the southern plains, including areas that were impacted by the catastrophic storms last week. Please stay alert to the latest watches and warnings with Fox Weather. Meanwhile, widespread storms are ongoing over the Midwest, with potentially stronger storms containing large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and heavy rainfall. Heat and humidity making things uncomfortable outside for the western U.S., the southeast, and the interior Northeast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
547 News Radio 92.3. President Trump, along with First Lady Melania Trump, paid a visit to Kerr County, 1 week after the deadly flooding that devastated local communities out in Texas, Garrett Teeny is out in the West with the latest.
He and the First Lady getting a firsthand look at this devastation, and it really is one of those things that you have to see to believe. Just the power of this flooding. There is a baby's swing that is mixed in with debris. That really speaks to some of those who were affected by this flooding. We know at least 120 people now that lost their lives. More than 170 are still missing. We've had search and rescue teams going back and forth all along the Guadalupe River, search and rescue teams from all across the country, and they are still searching for the remains of those who are missing.
Here's today's business news.
Well, Canada, how about it? Canada responding to President Trump's announcement Thursday of a new 35% tariff on Canadian goods. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The Canadian Prime Minister had said that they could have a fuller trade agreement by July 21st. Now, if that doesn't happen, then Canada would see that 35% tariff added on August 1st. There's one caveat to this, an administration official telling me that they expect a carve-out for the USMCA agreement where there'll be no tariffs on those goods, but the paperwork for the 35% tariffs has not been finalized. Still, the Canadian Prime Minister posting a response on X, saying, throughout the current trade negotiations with the United States, the Canadian government has steadfastly defended our workers and businesses. We will continue to do so as we work towards a revised deadline of August 1st.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Reuters reports Japan's Nissan Motor has raised more than $4.5 billion in senior unsecured bonds, with the proceeds intended to refinance existing debt. The issuance comes about a week after Reuters reported that Nissan had asked some suppliers to allow it to delay payments to free up short-term funds. The Financial Times reports Google will heavily discount cloud computing services for the U.S. government in a deal that could be finalized within a matter of weeks. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that Oracle will offer federal agencies a 75% discount on its license-based software through the end of November. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow losing 0.6%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were off by 0.3% and 0.2%, respectively. U.S. crude oil futures for August, however, are surging more than 3.2% today, under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
So you didn't appreciate my Canadian, did you? I didn't think you got that.
I've heard better impressions, sure.
News Radio 92.3. Congress could soon mandate a new kind of alert on your smartphone warning you about going back into the water. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Shark bites seem to be on the rise. Now the U.S. Congress is considering a bill to create shark attack emergency notifications that would buzz your phone in the same way as weather warnings and amber alerts. Swimmers at Florida's New Smyrna Beach know they're known for being the shark bite capital of the world.
I just don't know how many people actually use it.
It's fair. It's just a warning, right? That's all that it's really offering.
As long as it makes people safe, I'm for it.
The U.S. Senate already passed the bill. It is now in the U.S. House of Representatives. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And California may soon ban plastic glitter in cosmetics and personal care products to reduce environmental microplastics. We always hear about microplastics.
Yes, we do. BPAs, microplastics, it's all there in the water.
And safe to say, glitter is very invasive. A new bill would prohibit the sale of items like eyeshadows, nail polishes, and lotions that contain plastic glitter or tiny beads. It would mark an expansion of a 2015 law that bans plastic beads in rinse-off products. The proposed ban would also cover household cleaners. Microplastics are linked to health risks, including heart disease and cancer.
You know, Austin, when I was in the environmental biz, we used to talk about teenagers. An amazing figure, like 90% of teenagers have plastic micronisms in their bodies.
I've heard that. Yeah,
and, it's true. Like it's really, you got to just be careful of some of this stuff. Two rival car makers who are recently in talks to merge, well, maybe working together because of what? Tariffs. Here's Jenny Casola.
Honda could be making cars or trucks at a Nissan plant in the U.S. Reuters says Nissan Motor is in talks with Honda about manufacturing Honda pickups at Nissan's Canton plant in Mississippi, which currently makes the Frontier. The plant has excess capacity, and producing the trucks in the U.S. would avoid tariffs. Both automakers are facing challenges, including rising competition from Chinese automakers, in addition to ongoing U.S.-Japan trade talks over tariffs. Though Nissan isn't offering any details about the Mississippi plant talks, it says it continues to work on projects with Honda but won't comment on speculation. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
5:52 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Think you left me broken down. Think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me because you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What's that feeling?
Katy Perry, right? Am I on track there if I were to say that?
You would be correct if Katy Perry had a show on ABC.
What's her name? The
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
We have her on the monitor up here.
Yeah, we see her every day.
All right. I was going to say, oh, poor, Katy Perry with Orlando Bloom and her relationship falling.
Yeah, that whole thing.
It just blew it because it wasn't Katy Perry. Okay, a Denver museum known for its dinosaur displays. We're going to talk about that in a second. But at 5:55, Austin Price is in with a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, there's not much to report on. That's the way I like it. We do still have some congestion. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Kimstrand Road, there was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. But it does look like the congestion is lessening, so there's some good news for you. And I can say the same about if you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach. There is still a little bit of congestion on Fort Pickens Road, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, it's going to be a low of 78 this evening. As we get into your weekend, we're going to see those highs creeping up as we bleed into your next work week. And there are going to be some rainfall chances, but they haven't caused us much trouble so far, so I wouldn't expect much into coming days either.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, I'll take the some of the vocabulary from Alan Strum and saying those pop-up showers are possible.
Right.
So
that's a good cop-out term.
Yeah, it really is. It saves you. It's kind of like the potential word. Saves you a lot.
Oh, yeah. Potential, reportedly, allegedly.
Exactly. Okay, I want to tell you about the Denver Museum. It's known for its dinosaurs. By the way, out on the western side of Colorado, out in Grand Junction,
yeah,
that's dinosaur country. I mean, big dinosaur.
Jurassic Park.
It really is. Anyway, the Denver Museum, which I have been many, many times when I was living out in Denver, beautiful facility, has made a new dino discovery. Tom Rigotti has more on it.
It turns out researchers didn't have to go far from the Denver Museum of Nature and Science to find a dinosaur fossil bone. Ironically, the discovery was made right under the museum's parking lot. It happened after a 750-foot hole was drilled so scientists could study geothermal heating. Museum curator James Hagedorn says the chances of finding a dinosaur under these circumstances is extremely unlikely.
Finding a bone in a rock core is super, super rare. It is the Willy Wonka moment of a geologist's career.
There are only two other instances of similar discoveries being made worldwide. The bone, believed to be over 67 million years old, is now on display in the museum. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And George Lucas will make his first ever San Diego Comic-Con appearance this year. He'll help close out the convention with a panel in the famous Hall H to preview the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art that's expected to open next year in Los Angeles. Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro will also take part in the panel that will be moderated by Queen Latifah.
I wonder if the Big Bang Theory staff will be there. They used to always make fun of him not showing up at these things.
Yeah, they would always do those pop culture references.
Hey, the Trump administration is suing the state of California over regulations designed to reduce animal cruelty. Good for them. Here's Jesse Gray from Fox 2 in San Francisco.
An ethical stance in California is ruffling feathers all the way back in Washington, which is producing backlash back in the Golden State.
It's just morally corrupt to want to abuse animals.
North Bay farmer Leslie Citron appalled the Trump administration on Wednesday, filing a lawsuit against California over Proposition 12. Passed in 2018, it mandates certain protections for animals, including that egg-producing hens can't be crammed into cages and must have enough space for movement. Federal officials and watchdogs sympathetic to the plight of farmers and consumers say Prop 12, which applies to out-of-state egg producers who sell in California, is driving up the price of eggs.
Okay, getting close to the 6 o'clock hour. I just want to kind of frame this. Never say never, Austin. Got okay. that? Justin Bieber's back. Here you go. Carmen Roberts has more on the release.
Justin Bieber surprises fans by releasing Swag, his seventh studio album. Baby, let's enjoy the moment. It dropped Friday, just hours after he teased it on billboards and social media. This is the first album for the two-time Grammy Award winner since the 2021 Justice, and his first since becoming a father last year. So cry on my shoulder. Def Jam Recordings commented on the 21-track album, saying Bieber was inspired by his devotion as a husband and father, resulting in some of his most personal music yet. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Okay, so if you're heading to the beach show tomorrow, I just wanted to give you an update. Trolleys will start running at 6:30 tomorrow morning, going to the lots east and west, so make sure you remember that. Hope you're having a good afternoon, and thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.